You are tuned in to Music Maestro with your host, Aiden Valadez. This is episode 6 of Music Maestro, and we are going to be talking about orchestra. I'm here with Angela De La Cruz, and we're going to be talking about her life in orchestra, what she wants to do after she graduates, if she wants to continue it, and how everything is going with orchestra. So, hello.
Hello.
So, before we start, tell us a little bit of background information of why you wanted to go to orchestra.
Part of the reason why I joined orchestra was because of my sister. We're like, there's an age gap between us, so I kind of watched her grow up. And she really was into music. She played the violin, so that really motivated me to go into orchestra.
Sweet.
Yeah.
That's intriguing. So it was pretty much based off of, you know, one of your siblings, your sister, and it all started, you know, as a family, and it started growing, like your confidence grew, your talent grew because you wanted to do something about it.
Yeah, of course.
What instruments do you play?
I can play some guitar. My main instrument is viola, but besides that, I can play a little bit of ukulele too. Kind of just like a little bit of a few instruments.
A little bit of guitar, ukulele?
Yeah.
Do you tickle any of the keys? Or not really?
Not really.
Just basically like the string instruments? That's pretty
much
it?
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, so how was your experience with playing the viola? Like the first time you grabbed it and you started trying to explore it, were you feeling kind of nervous? Were you
I was actually kind of excited to play, you know. I actually wanted to play bass first, but it's a big instrument. The double bass is really big and heavy. Yeah. And I'm kind of a short statured person, so kind of resorted to viola. But I'm glad I did because it's a beautiful instrument. And when I first started playing it, I was like, this is awesome. Obviously, I wasn't great at it at first, but it was really exciting to like just get the bow on the strings and just play away.
So you were already excited about it once you picked it up. It just took a little bit of getting used to. You probably asked a little bit of help from your instructor.
Yeah, definitely.
And then they helped you out with it. And they were trying to get everything set up for you in the best way that they can so they can get you ready for the real performances and everything like that.
Yeah.
Because we knew that was going to be going on. So how do you like to prepare for a performance if you have one?
Well, I kind of have the cram mentality. So I kind of practice a lot before my performance. I will usually play for my mom. That kind of helps me get the nerves off my chest a bit. But I'll like run through things like a week before and the night before, just like trying to get my nerves away, you know.
Just trying to practice everything before mm-hmm. you get to the actual.
Just to like nitpick those little details on the music.
And like how often and how much time do you practice? Like, do you do the notes first? Do you like to quiz yourself? Like, what exactly, how does this develop?
I usually when I practice, like, I'll practice any chance I get because it's kind of hard to like have any time for myself when you're taking all AP classes.
True. Very true.
Yeah. So anytime after school, I'll try and like take my instrument. Maybe I'll warm up with some scales and then I'll play like the hardest pieces, like the hardest measures for me in each piece, you know, and I'll try and like work through it with my bowings and my intonation. That's kind of how I work through it.
It's pretty much like the difficult things?
Yeah, just the difficult things. And then I'll run it all like in one go at the end.
The things you're struggling with the most first, that's pretty much what any musician should do. Like, if they're feeling overwhelmed because, you know, they may be doing other classes, doing other extracurricular, but also trying to figure out a piece to their song that they're working on, but for some reason they're not getting it as much, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
It's still a good way to try to figure something out, figure out a best way to play it before you get to the actual show.
Yeah.
How many years have you been in orchestra?
I've been in orchestra for 6 years now.
Wow.
Yeah.
So since, wait, what grade are you in right now?
I'm a junior, so I've been playing since sixth grade.
Yeah, sixth grade, wow. And any, like specifically from orchestra, Have you been playing any other instruments besides viola?
Last year I kind of got more in tune with, pun not intended, kind of got more in tune with the guitar, but I kind of just really stuck with viola.
That's pretty much it?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Took the class and everything.
Did they let you, like on the first day, like the very first day, did they let you pick out what instruments you wanted to play, like that you get to try more of them out before you actually got to choose one?
Yeah, of course. They let us choose between violin, viola, cello, and the double bass. And like I said, I really wanted to pick bass, but you kind of have to think about like the other responsibilities coming along with the instrument you're gonna pick and play.
Right.
So I just really resorted to viola. Because I didn't want to pick violin since my sister played that one. I was like, I don't want to be exactly like my sister. Looked up to her, but I didn't want to be just like her. So I was like, I'll pick the viola.
Yeah. And so what new events are going to be coming up with orchestra?
So some new events that are coming up are our spring concert.
April?
In April, yes. And right now we're really trying to practice for UIL region, which is really taking a lot of our time. We're having some rehearsals after school each Friday. So that's coming up. We have sight reading that same day, so it's a little bit of stress on our backs.
How is sight reading?
Sight reading, we're pretty okay with it. Do you know how sight reading works?
Like we read the notes or things like that? Or?
Yeah, they give us new music and we aren't allowed to look at it until our director tells us to turn the music over. And then we look at the music and play it for the first time.
Oh.
And judges see how good it is. And if it's not that good, well, we don't get the one for it.
And thanks for listening to Music Maestro with your host, Aiden Valadez.